China has hit back the U.S. for indicting five Chinese military officers on cyber espionage charges. Beijing has accused Washington of applying, quote, double standards, as observers blame the U.S. for turning a blind eye to its number one industrial espionage agent, Israel. The charges against Chinese officers are set to intensify tension that's been growing over China's territorial claims in the South and East China Seas. So how will this latest row affect U.S.-China ties? What can be said of the U.S. position on China as it's embroiled in a global spying scandal? I'm Homa Lesgi and you're watching The Debate.
The U.S. Justice Department has filed criminal charges against members of the Chinese military, accusing them of conducting economic cyber espionage against the United States for competitive advantage.
Today we are announcing an indictment against five officers of the Chinese People's Liberation Army for serious cybersecurity breaches against six American victim companies. The indictment alleges that these PLA officers maintained unauthorized access to victim computers to steal information from these entities that would be useful to their competitors in China, including state-owned enterprises. In some cases, they stole trade secrets.
Holder accused individuals of hacking into the computers of U.S. nuclear, metal, and solar companies to steal trade secrets. He also said that the actors engaged in espionage against the U.S. will be punished. For many years, the U.S. officials have been accusing the Chinese army and China-based hackers of computer intrusions into several targets in the United States. China immediately denied the recent charges. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has described the U.S. grand jury indictment as made up, saying it would damage bilateral ties. Beijing says the U.S. government is hypocritical for accusing the Chinese government of cyber attacks, while itself being the most active perpetrator of cyber espionage against foreign countries. Meanwhile, some experts say it's ironic that Washington turns a blind eye to massive Israeli spying activities in the U.S. while pointing a finger of blame at China, based on allegations.
It's ironic to me that the United States would take these measures right now about China when they deny the elephant in the room, which is massive Israeli spying on the United States. As you know, Time magazine recently had a major story showing how that high officials of the CIA had uncovered massive Israeli spying on the American people, not only our government and military, but also in the commercial sector. And yet there's no talk about this in the United States of America at all in our major media, very little talk about it.
Documents revealed by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden show that the U.S. National Security Agency had spied on former Chinese President Hu Jintao, the Chinese Trade Ministry, and numerous Chinese banks and telecommunications companies in the past. A major target of the NSA, according to the documents, has been the telecommunications giant Huawei, the world's second largest network equipment supplier. It's not clear yet how the cyber spat will affect relations between China and the U.S. The two countries have many economic and political ties, but on another level, they are still rivals, much wary of each other.
You're watching The Debate. Joining us now live from New York is editor of MediaChannel.org, Mr. Danny Schechter, and with us live from London, former U.S. intelligence officer, Mr. Bob Ayers. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with us. I'll put my first question to our guest in London, Mr. Ayers. In a first-of-its-kind move, the U.S. charged five Chinese officers for hacking into American companies to steal trade secrets. Why did the U.S., in your opinion, take this move, and what will be the consequences?
The Chinese hacking into U.S. computers has been going on for several years now. There has been some low-level discussions about it, and I think what is happening is the United States is simply escalating their displeasure to another more public level as opposed to the more private conversations they've been having in the past. I would point out, however, that the Chinese espionage activity is not targeted solely against the United States. It's targeted against Great Britain, Australia, and many other countries around the world. So this is not a unique problem to the United States.
Well, you say then that this has been happening before the U.S. was aware of it, but now it's decided to make it more public. why do you think it's decided to do that at this point in time?
Well, as I said, the U.S. has been aware of this activity for several years now. We're talking 5 or 6 years. There has been low-level talks to try to discourage the activity. The Chinese have denied it's been happening, or denied they're doing it. So I think what is happening is the United States is going public now to try to embarrass the Chinese into backing down.
Mm. Well, let's bring in Mr. Danny Schechter on this as well. Mr. Schechter, China says that the U.S. deliberately, quote, made up the facts, implying Washington is carrying out a well-thought-out plan. Do you agree with that? What do you think about the Chinese position on this?
Well, you know, certainly it helps the NSA, which is under attack here in the United States, and the Obama administration for spying, to say, look, world, we are actually defending American companies from being spied on by big bad China. And therefore, this shows that our surveillance operation is needed, because we're trying to protect American interests from Chinese intrusion. And of course, the Chinese are saying this is a pile of hypocrisy, because as the Snowden disclosures showed, the United States is heavily involved, and not just in normal so-called spying, but there's been documents produced to show that the NSA has been spying on energy companies in Brazil, a form of economic espionage to get for competitive advantage, the very thing that we're accusing China of doing. So, you know, I don't think this is something that the world is going to be impressed by. And I think there are domestic political reasons for doing it.
Well, the point that you raised there, I'll just bring that up with Mr. Ayers as well. Now, Mr. Ayers, when the Chinese say that the United States is applying double standards, a lot of observers say they have to agree with that, because when it comes to commercial spying or spying for economic advantages, it's something that the U.S. has even done, or they say Israel is already doing with the United States, but the U.S. chooses to point the finger at China here. So do you agree that the U.S. is being hypocritical about this, or is being selective at least about this?
Well, that's a very complicated question. Let's sort of dissect it and answer them a bit at a time. Whether Israel spies on the United States or not is interesting, but it's irrelevant. The issue before us is Chinese spying, and that is what the topic is. And you can't excuse one by saying somebody else does it as well. Why is the U.S. raising this at this point in time? Unclear. I would point out that in the United States intelligence community, there is a specific ban against gathering commercial intelligence and providing it to U.S. private companies. That's illegal under U.S. law. It's not illegal under other countries' law, like France and like China. So what we have is a situation where an activity that is illegal in the United States but legal in China is being flagged by, in this case, the victim. The United States is saying, you're breaking our laws.
Well, Mr. Schechter.
I think he's right about that. In fact, the New York Times report on all of this suggests that this notorious Chinese unit, which is supposedly the hacking unit of the Chinese military, often acts almost as a contractor for Chinese businesses who want intelligence information or who need it. You know, in the same way that the NSA has a huge number of private contractors advising it and providing it with all kinds of services. So in some ways, you know, we're in a situation where both sides of this are doing the same thing, except for one interesting angle, which you haven't mentioned, which is that one of the companies the United States is claiming has been spied on is not a company at all. It's a union, the United Steelworkers Union. United Steelworkers Union has been waging its own war on China for some time now, blaming the Chinese for taking jobs out of the United States and hiring people in steel and in other companies, other industries like tires that the steelworkers represent. Other people are saying, well, the steelworkers did not protest this at the time. In fact, they were in collusion with the